上个礼拜有一天早上
one morning last week
我接到一个电话
I got a phone call
是华盛顿的中国大使馆打来的
It was the Chinese consulate in Washington
说他有一个很重要的文件是给我的
saying they had a very important document for me
我想我这么重要
I was like wow I'm so important
所以那个人就说他是叫什么名字是一个女的
And so the person said they had such and such a name, it was a female.
而且他说他的工作证的号码多少他都告诉我。
And then they also gave me their work permit number.
而且他的名字。
And their name.
他说这个在上个礼拜。
They said last week.
在浦东机场有一个人出境的时候。
They said there was someone who was crossing the border.
警察在他的这个包裹里面找到12本护照。
And the police found in their luggage 12 passports.
其中有一本是我的。
And that one of those was mine.
我说没有啊，我护照就在我身边啊。
I was like, no, my passport's right here.
他说可能那本护照是假的。
Well, maybe it was a fake one.
但是呢，你却因为这件事情，所以你在这个警察的这个记录里面有案。
He said, all right, well, maybe it was fake, but...Because of this event, you now have a record with the police here.
他说我可以帮你忙。
He said, hey, I can help you out.
我可以帮你接到浦东公安分局。
He said, hey, I can help go over to the main police station.
我说现在他们那里是晚上。
I was like, half a second, it's already night time.
他们是24小时上班的。
Do they really go to work 24 hours a day?
哎，果然他就给我接到一警察。
And, but then sure enough, she connected me to a police officer.
这个警察声音非常的诚恳。
And so this police officer had a very honest sounding voice.
然后他就说这种事情也曾经发生过。
And he was like, yeah, this kind of thing has happened before.
他可以帮我忙。
But we can help you out.
那我就问他，我怎么知道你是一个真正的警察呢？
And so I asked him, how do I know that you're for real?
他说我已经在你的手机里面发了这个相片。
He said, I've already sent you this image to your cell phone.
我到这里我就深信不疑。
At this point, I was very uncertain.
你这个不就是公安的身份证吗？
Is this a police officer's ID card?
然后他说为了要立个案。
He said, well, to provide some proof.
他要问我一些问题。
He's going to ask a few questions.
那么不可以有第三者在场。
You can't have a third person there, it's just got to be the two of us.
然后呢他说大概花20分钟的时间要问一些问题。
So it'll take about 20 minutes to ask a few questions.
这个时候我太太很厉害。
At this point my wife was really...
她赶快就跑到我桌子旁边在我面前的一个纸上面写着说是今天不要跟她说以后再说。
And so my wife ran over and put a piece of paper next to me saying, don't talk to him today, say that you'll talk to him later.
所以我就跟这个警官讲。
So that's what I said to this police officer.
我说我要上班了。
I said, hey, I need to go to work.
我说好不好，我们明天再做。
How about we do this tomorrow?
我先跟他说我们下个礼拜再做。
At first I said, let's do it next week.
他说不行，他说这种事情要越早越好。
He was like, no, this needs to be dealt with promptly.
然后他说就明天早上。
He said, all right, how about tomorrow morning?
他说那是你们的晚上，你明天晚上还值班吗？他说还值班。
So I was like, have a second, that's nighttime over there. Will you guys still be at work? He's like, yeah, we'll still be working.
所以我们就定了约会，第二天早上八点。
So we set up a time the next morning at 8 a.m.
然后呢，就挂电话了。
We hung up.
然后我太太就说，这个可能是假的。
And then my wife said, this is probably a scam.
我说怎么可能是假的？你看这个人有名有姓。
I said, how could it be fake? Look at the ID card.
然后他说你应该打个电话到大使馆去问问看。
He said, why don't you call the consulate and ask?
那我就上网找到这个大使馆的电话，我给大使馆打了一个电话。
So I went online and found the consulate's number and gave them a call.
结果没想到我以为给大使馆打电话肯定是打不通的哈，对。结果打通了。
I thought if I gave a call to the consulate, it definitely wouldn't go through, but it actually went right through.
我说你们使馆里面有一个人叫这个名字吗？
I said, do you guys have someone in your consulate with this name?
他说没听过。
No.
我说，他说我有一个这个你们的浦东分局的这个公安局的报告送到你们那里来。
they said that I got a report about me sent over to you guys.
他说我们不管这种事。
They said we don't care about these things.
然后他就多讲一句，你不是第一个。
And added one more, you're not the first person.
好了，所以就证明这是假的。
It's pretty well confirmed that this was a scam.
我心想，第二天他打电话来，我怎么办？
But what's going to happen when this police officer, so-called, calls me tomorrow morning? So I decided I would just share the gospel with him. So the next morning I was waiting for my call. And they didn't call me.
各位弟兄姐妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
今天是复活节,
today is Resurrection Sunday.
为什么耶稣基督要上十字架?
Why did Christ have to go to the cross?
就为了世上这样的事情。
For these kind of events.
这件事情在我这个幼小纯洁的心灵上面。
With my innocent, in my innocent heart, these kind of things.
备受打击。
Are a real challenge.
我真的相信他。
I really believed him.
后来我上班了以后，我就跟我的这个学生说。
Then afterwards, when I went to work, I spoke with my students about this.
我们郭建峰弟兄到上网一查，结果发现好多这个样子的。
And so they looked up this image online, and there are many of them available.
哎，所以说随便可以下载一个哈。
So you can just casually download one.
好，诸位也知道，我今天早上一起来，我就看到斯里兰卡有恐袭。
And then this morning when I woke up, I saw that Sri Lanka had terrorist attack.
斯里兰卡是一个佛教的国家。
Now Sri Lanka is a Buddhist country.
70% 的居民是佛教徒。
About 70% of the nation is Buddhist.
基督徒包括天主教徒在内，差不多只有六七个百分比。
So Christians, including both Protestants and Catholics, account for about 6-7%.
是少数。
They're definitely a minority.
但是呢，今天早上就是他们那边的，就他们那边的早上是我们的这个昨天的晚上。
So the their morning, their Easter morning are night before Easter.
在三个天主教的教堂里面
，three Catholic cathedrals
都在进行复活节的这个庆祝的仪式。
All had Resurrection Sunday services going on.
同时间有三个人这个自杀的炸弹进来。
And at the same time, there were three suicide bombers that came in.
另外还有三个五星级的酒店。
At the same time, there were three five-star hotels.
那个五星级的酒店不是自杀炸弹。
Those were not suicide bombers.
他们丢了炸弹就走了。
They threw in their bomb and then ran out.
然后呢，在逃走的时候，又顺便又在另外两个五星级的酒店又丢了炸弹。
And on their way out, they also threw in bombs into two other five-star hotels.
所以说一共是八个炸弹。
So in total, there were 8 bombs.
听说现在死的人已经超过200。
At this point, there are already more than 200 dead accounted for.
这是一个非常非常混乱、非常罪恶的世界。
This is a very evil and very disturbed world.
我今天早上在祷告的时候，心里面非常非常的难受。
This morning, as I was praying, my heart was truly broken.
这是应该是一个庆祝的一个庆典的日子。
This should be a day of rejoicing.
就算是其他宗教人不庆祝这一个节日。
Even if those of other religions do not celebrate Easter.
为什么要做这样的事情？
Why would they do such things?
耶稣基督死在十字架上。
When Jesus Christ died on the cross.
为的就是人间这样的罪恶。
The reason he did so was for this kind of sin.
我们今天讲到的经文。
The scripture we are looking at today
是在马可福音，我来先用中文读，然后呢，这个我们弟兄这个 Kiss 弟兄用英文来读，我来读，你们听哈。过了安息日，摩大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚，并萨罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。七日的第一日清早，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里。彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说， 他在你们之前直先往加利利去，在你们在那里你们要见他，就如他从前告诉你们的。他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
Mark 16 verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
当然，从死里复活是一件神迹。
Of course, resurrection from the dead is a miracle.
不容易相信这样的神迹。
And it's not a miracle that is easy to believe in.
所以我们今天呢，要从理性的角度来看看，就复活这件事情到底可不可以相信。
So for a moment, let us take the stance of reason and think, is it reasonable to believe in the resurrection of the dead?
所以我们首先要把这个整个的大略的经过要简单的讲一下。
So let's briefly go over the process or the course of events.
耶稣在一个礼拜五的早上九点钟的时候被钉十字架。
So Jesus is crucified at 9 a.m. on Friday morning.
到了下午三点钟的时候他断气了。
And then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he dies.
那么那一天的黄昏的时候就是六点钟开始呢就是逾越节开始。
Now at dusk, at 6 o'clock, the Passover begins.
逾越节是一个非常重要的宗教节日。
Now the Passover was an extremely important religious holiday.
在逾越节的时候是不可以殡葬死人的。
During the Passover, you are not allowed to bury dead people.
所以耶稣的门徒有三个小时的时间要殡葬耶稣。
So Jesus' disciples only had about 3 hours to bury him.
虽然耶稣在上十字架之前已经屡次的告诉门徒他要被钉十字架。
So despite the fact that before going to the cross, Jesus had told his disciples many times that he would be crucified.
但是他的门徒基本上是不相信的。
But most of his disciples did not believe.
因为怎么可能这个从用五个饼两条鱼就喂饱五千人，然后让很多很多的行神迹医病赶鬼的这样的一个人居然会被钉在十字架上。
So how could there be someone who had fed 5,000 people with a few loaves and fish and had made performed many, many powerful miracles? How could he allow himself to be crucified?
所以当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，他们也没有为耶稣做准备，要怎么样埋葬他。
And so when Jesus was crucified, they had not made any preparations for his burial.
那么耶稣在世的时候有两个地下门徒。
Now while Jesus was on the earth, there were at least two undercover disciples.
一个就是夜里来见耶稣的尼哥底母。
One was Nicodemus who came to see him at night.
另外一个呢，叫名字叫约瑟。
And one whose name was Joseph.
他们看到耶稣基督这样子被钉在十字架上面死掉。
And when they saw Jesus crucified in this fashion,
心里面有感动。
Their hearts were moved.
就出来承认自己是耶稣的门徒。
And at that point, they came out and acknowledged that they were disciples of Christ.
向定耶稣基督的那个罗马的巡抚比拉多要求耶稣的身体。
And so they went to the Roman governor Pilate, who had crucified Jesus, and asked for his body.
比拉多本来就不想定耶稣基督的十字架。
Now Pilate did not initially want to crucify Jesus.
心里面有点内疚。
And his conscience was a little bit disturbed.
现在有人来要求他的尸体。
Now there are people coming asking for the body of Christ.
那么他就很大方的就把这个耶稣的尸体呢就赐给了约瑟。
So he quite generously allowed Joseph to take the body.
那么约瑟也没有为耶稣基督准备坟墓。
Now Joseph had also not prepared a burial place for Jesus.
因为约瑟是一个年纪比较大的人。
Now Joseph was a relatively older individual.
所以他已经为他自己准备了一个坟墓。
So he had already prepared a tomb for himself.
所以一时找不到适当的坟墓，他就把耶稣葬在他自己给自己预备的坟墓里面。
So when he was unable to find an appropriate place to bury Jesus, he just took Jesus and buried him in his own tomb.
因为时间不多。
because there was not a lot of time.
一切都非常草率。
Everything was very last minute.
按照中国按照他们犹太人的这个习惯的话，是在要把那个尸体啊，要用这个麻布裹起来，然后要涂沉香魔药，然后一层一层的这样包起来。
According to Jewish tradition, you would wrap the corpse in many layers of linen, intermingling spices with those layers.
基本上面就是像做木乃伊的这种做法。
Somewhat similar to how you would make a mummy.
那么，然后就草草的就把耶稣就葬了。
But in this case, they just very hastily or hurriedly buried him.
那么在葬的时候呢，这个我刚才说过，他是非常草率的。
Now, this entire burial process was very last minute.
那么这些要钉耶稣基督十字架的这些犹太人的宗教领袖。
Now, the religious leaders who had urged for Jesus' crucifixion.
听说比拉多把耶稣的尸体赐给这个约瑟了。
They heard that Pilate had given the body of Jesus to Joseph.
这些犹太的宗教领袖，他们听说耶稣说他会要从死里复活的。
Now these religious leaders had heard Jesus say that he would rise from the dead.
他们当然不相信。
Of course they didn't believe.
他说如果是死里复活是不可能的，那么如果这个尸体不在的话，肯定是人家偷走了。
They said there's no way he rose from the dead, but if this corpse is gone, it's definitely that people stole it.
所以呢，他就要求比拉多派了一小队的兵。
So they asked Pilate to send a small group of soldiers
去看守那个坟墓
to keep watch over that tomb.
那个坟墓呢，前面有一个很大的一个大滚石。
Now the entrance to the tomb was covered with a large round stone.
然后那个滚石上面呢，贴了一个封条。
And on that stone would be placed a large seal.
这个封条上面盖的印是罗马的凯撒皇帝的印。
And that seal would have stamped into it a stamp of Caesar.
任何人如果打破这个封条的话
，and anyone who broke that seal，
绝对是犯了死罪
，was definitely going to be condemned to death。
那么，可是呢，到了第三天的时候
，but then when the third day had rolled around，
这个逾越节过去了
，the Passover was passed。
在清晨，这个快要这个刚刚天亮的时候
，just as day was breaking。
有三位妇女，我们刚才读圣经的时候已经读过了。
There were three women who came, and we saw them in this passage.
其中最重要的这个人叫做摩大拉的玛利亚。
One of the most important ones here is Mary Magdalene.
是耶稣基督在世的时候跟耶稣比较亲近的一个姐妹的门徒。
And she was a sister, a disciple who was relatively close to Jesus during his time on earth.
因为他们知道耶稣基督的安葬是很草率的。
Now they knew that his burial had been very hasty.
所以他们呢就带了更多的沉香魔药，想到耶稣的坟墓那里，再给耶稣再好好的再弄一次。
So they were bringing more spices and perfume to more properly bury him.
结果他们走到那里的时候就发现。
So when they arrived, they realized.
那个大的滚石居然被滚开了。
The large stone covering the mouth of the tomb had been moved aside.
而且坟墓里面是空的。
And the tomb itself was empty.
他们非常的惊讶。
And they were very much surprised.
刚才我们读那段圣经是这三位姐妹的吓得不得了。
Here in the scriptures it records that they were terrified.
而且很明显的那一小队的那个罗马兵已经走了。
And it's quite clear that the Roman soldiers in this case are already gone.
那么这三个姐妹呢？除了摩大拉的玛利亚以外，其他的都跑掉了。
Now these three sisters, aside from Mary Magdalene, they had all run away.
所以耶稣最先显现给门徒看的是摩大拉的玛利亚。
So Jesus first revealed himself to Mary Magdalene.
那么然后呢，他就告诉摩大拉的玛利亚要去把这个消息告诉其他的门徒。
And then he also told Mary Magdalene that she needed to go and spread these tidings to the rest of the disciples. 约翰
福音里面记载。
The Gospels record.
说是约翰彼得听到这个事情以后就飞奔跑步跑到那个坟墓去。
The Gospel of John records that John and Peter, when they heard this, ran very quickly to the tomb.
然后呢就发现那个坟墓果然是空了。
And then they discovered that the tomb was in fact empty.
然后呢这个约翰看了以后约翰就相信了。
And John, after he had looked, believed.
相信耶稣已经复活了。
He believed that Jesus had risen from the dead.
彼得跑得比较慢。
Peter ran a little more slowly.
他到得比较晚一点。
He got there a little later.
那么他也进去看看。
He also went in and looked.
然后呢，圣经上面记载他仍然迷惑。
And the scriptures record that he was still uncertain.
我们等一下会说他们看到什么事情，一个人信了，一个人迷惑。
Why would it be that they saw the same thing, but one of them believed and one of them was uncertain?
然后圣经里面记载，耶稣基督在复活以前，曾经显现给门徒一共十次。
That Jesus had shown himself to the disciples a total of 10 times.
那么有一次呢，是给500个人看到。
And there was one time when he showed himself to 500 people at once.
是一个大型的聚会。
It was a large congregation.
然后40天以后，耶稣升天了。
And 40 days later, Jesus went back to heaven.
这个就是我们传统的说是耶稣基督的那个坟墓。
Now this is the traditional location of Jesus' tomb.
我知道这个上回去圣地游中的时候，这些弟兄姐妹们都去过，是吧
？I know that there was a tour of Israel recently where I'm sure
你们还进去过是吧？
Just went.
对，我去的时候我也进去过。
When I went to Israel, I also went in.
我也什么都没有看到，里面没有东西。
I also didn't see anything inside.
那么，但是呢，我跟约翰一样，我也相信了。
And just like John, I also believed.
那么，所以这件事情当然是一个神迹。
Now this is of course a miracle.
那么神迹可不可以相信呢
？Now should we believe in miracles?
当然可以。
Of course.
所以相信科学的人。他们不相信神迹。
Those who believe in science don't believe in miracles.
科学是什么
？What is science?
科学只不过是上帝所创造的这个自然世界，以及掌管这个自然世界运转的几个一些定律。
So science and the natural laws are just what God has created in this world, and the rules and systems that God has put in place to govern this created world.
那么有物理律，有数学律，有化学律，有生物律。
There are physical laws and mathematical laws and chemical laws and biological laws.
研究这些定律的人就叫科学家。
Those that research these laws are called scientists.
我们教会一大堆。
A bunch of them in this congregation.
那么既然科学是上帝所创造的。
Now if science is something that God created.
上帝当然可以在一个适当的时间为了一个特别的目的在一个特定的地方。
God can certainly, under certain circumstances, in a given time and place and for a specific reason,
打破这些定律
completely set aside these natural laws.
在这个定律之外行一些神迹
and outside of these natural laws, perform what we would call a miracle.
所以这些神迹是不能够用科学来解释的
So these miracles are not something that we can explain with science.
也不能够用科学的方法去重复的
And they're not something that we can repeat with science.
那我们怎么能够知道这件事情发生过呢？
So how can we know that something like this actually occurred?
所以我们就必须要用研究历史的方法来研究这件事情到底发生过没有。
So we of course have to use the techniques of studying history to determine whether or not these events occurred.
研究历史最重要的是要看人证物证。
Now in history the most important proofs are eyewitness proofs and physical proofs.
那么耶稣基督从死里复活这件事情人证非常的多。
Now the eyewitness proofs for Jesus' resurrection are many.
我刚才说过，他从死里复活以后，十次向门徒们显现。
I already said that he showed himself 10 times to the disciples after his resurrection.
所以看见死里复活的耶稣的人是非常多的。
So many people saw Jesus after his resurrection.
而且这些门徒，他们后来出去宣扬这个耶稣的时候。
And the disciples, as they went out and shared the gospel of Christ,
他们主要的信息就是你们钉死他十字架的那个人，神已经让他从死里复活了，我们都看见了。
Their main message was that we have all seen this man that you crucified rise from the dead.
为什么当初的这些门徒们要用这样的方法来传福音
？Why would the disciples use this method to share the gospel?
因为这是最容易使这些犹太人心里面产生这种恐惧有。Guilty feeling 的方法
Because this was the best way to generate a sense of fear and a guilty feeling in the Jews that were listening to them.
你看，假如这是假的
，If this was false，
戳穿的话
，If it was all made up，
这个是不得了的事情。
This was an incredible event.
因为多人看见
，Because many people saw it.
刚才我们郭强弟兄带领我们看的那段圣经。
A moment ago, Brother Guo Chang led us in reading this passage from 1 Corinthians.
他说写哥林多前书的时候
，He said when writing First Corinthians，
大概是耶稣基督从死里复活以后才20年。
It was probably only about 20 years after Christ rose from the dead.
所以当初看见耶稣基督从死里复活的人。
So those who had seen Jesus rise from the dead.
还有许多还活着呢。
Many of them were still alive.
你想想看，假如这件事情是假的。
So let's think about it. If this was in fact all a hoax.
那个五百人看见耶稣的人当中有一个人。
Amongst the 500 people that saw Jesus, you would only need one.
说那一天我也在那里。
He would say, yeah, I was there that day.
我就没有看到。
I didn't see anything.
只要有一个人这样说的话，这个谎言就拆穿了。
You would only need one person to say that, and the entire lie would fall apart.
没有。
But there was not.
没有一个人说是这件事情是个谎言。
There wasn't a single person who came out to witness that it was a lie.
所以我们知道，的确是有许多的见证人。
So we know that there were, in fact, many witnesses.
不但圣经里面这样记载。
Not only is there a record of Jesus in the Bible.
犹太有一个非常著名的历史学家叫做约瑟夫。
There was a famous Jewish historian named Josephus.
他的时代大概是比耶稣基督晚个差不多十几二十年他就出生了。
Now Josephus was probably born about 10 years or so after Christ.
约瑟夫年轻的时候就开始写犹太的历史。
And when Josephus was still young, he began to write the history of the Jews.
他所写的历史当中。
And in the history that he records,
明白地记载了耶稣。
It specifically or very noticeably mentions Jesus.
他被人钉十字架。
That he was crucified.
死后第三天复活。
Then after he died, the third day rose again.
各位注意啊，约瑟夫不是基督徒。
Now it's worth mentioning here, Josephus was not a Christian.
他是一个犹太教徒。
He was a Jewish, yeah.
但是他却要为他所记载的历史负责。
But he still needed to be responsible for the history that he recorded.
所以的确是有许多的人证。
So there is a lot of witness, there is a lot of individual witness of this event.
那么什么是物证呢？
What about a physical record?
我想最重要的是那个空坟墓。
I think the most important is the empty tomb.
还有那个大滚石。
And the large stone that was rolled away.
我们再回来看一下这个图。
Let's look again at this picture.
你看到在那个门口底下有一个槽吗？
Notice that there's this trench in front of the entrance.
那个地方应该有个很大的一个圆滚石。
There should be a giant round stone in that trench.
把这个门给盖住。
And that round stone would then cover up the entrance to the tomb.
因为这个滚石，这个地方有很多人要去看。
Because many, many people want to come and look at that place.
为了安全的原因
，because of safety concerns，
所以把它拿走了。
The actual round stone itself has been moved aside。
听说这一个圆滚石大概是差不多超过一吨重。
It is believed that the stone itself is weighs more than a ton。
这就是为什么那些姐妹们她们要去这个坟墓里面膏耶稣的时候。
So that is why the sisters, when they were going to put spices on Jesus，
她们就心想。这么大一个石头，我们三个女人怎么能够推得动啊？
They were concerned and debating how are the three of us going to move this huge stone.
那么要推动这个滚石的时候，是要把它向这个上面那个这个槽的上面推上去。
Now when moving the stone out of the way, you had to push it up a slight incline.
然后呢，底下放一块石头。
Then you'd have to add a stone to block it.
那么这个滚石就不会再滚回来了。
And that way the stone would not roll back.
那么如果你要把再封起来的时候，把那个石头拿走。
All you need to do to seal it is to pull the stone out of the small stone out of the way.
这个圆滚石又滚回来。
And then the huge round stone will just roll back.
又把这个坟墓给封死。
And will again seal the tomb.
所以这么大一个滚石，居然间已经被推开来了。
And such a huge stone had already been pushed out of the way.
绝对不是一个人、两个人可以做的事情。
It was definitely not something that one or two people could do.
所以，的确是一个神迹。
So it was certainly a miracle.
而且。注意记住，还有这些守卫在那里、啊。
And let's not forget, this tomb was also guarded by Roman soldiers.
就算是有人要来推开的话
，Even if there were people who came and wanted to open up the tomb,
那个守卫绝对不会让他们来推的。
Those guarding the tomb wouldn't just let them willy-nilly open it up.
而且滚石上面还有一个封条呢。
And there was also a seal over the tomb.
盖了凯撒的印子。
And there's Caesar's imprint on the seal.
什么人敢这样做
？Who would dare to break that seal？
所以这个坟墓是空的，然后滚石被打开来，这件事情是很大的物证。
So the fact that the tomb is empty and that the round stone blocking the tomb was moved out of the way is a serious physical confirmation.
再讲讲这个裹尸布。
And let's also remember the wrappings that were around Jesus.
四个福音书里面都提到。
All four Gospels mention.
在这个坟墓里面呢，耶稣基督的尸体不在那里。
They all mention that Jesus' corpse was gone.
但是裹尸布仍然在那里。
But the wrappings around that had been around his corpse were still there.
而且四个福音书里面都说这个裹尸布啊是完整的叠好摆在那里。
And all four Gospels record that the wrappings were still there, and the wrappings were still in their correct conformation. They still looked like they had been wrapped.
并不是被剪刀剪开了。
They hadn't been cut open.
并不是把它解开来了。
And they hadn't been unwrapped.
是真正齐齐的摆在那里。
They were still properly in their confirmation lying there.
这不是很奇怪吗？
This is very strange.
假如有人来偷的话。
Imagine someone had come to steal the
最简单的是连尸体连裹尸布一起拿走了。
Well, simplest and easiest is to take the entire wrapped corpse out.
如果是这样的话，
If this was the case,
那裹尸布就不在那里了。
The wrappings would no longer be there.
如果说是只偷尸体，那么裹尸布要解开了。
If you just wanted to steal the body, well, you had to get rid of the linen wrappings.
或者拿个剪刀把它剪开。
You could take a pair of scissors and cut them open.
那这样裹尸布呢就破坏了。
Well, that would destroy the wrappings.
没有。
This did not happen.
这是第二个物证。
And this is really the second physical proof.
第三呢，这个尸体啊，这个头比较小。
And the third is the wrapping around the head.
这个裹头的这块布呢，是另外一块布。
A separate piece of cloth was used to wrap the head of the body.
在约翰福音里面特别提到。
And in the Gospel of John, it's specifically noted.
说这个裹头巾呢，是卷着摆在那里。
It's noted that the linen that was wrapped around the head was rolled up and set there.
新约圣经是希腊文写的。
Now the New Testament was written in Greek.
这个懂希腊文人晓得这个卷这个字啊，有好几个希腊文。
Now those that are familiar with Greek will know that the word for wrapping has many different Greek terms.
约翰写约翰福音的约翰特别用的一个希腊字。
Now, John, who wrote the Gospel of John, he used a very specific Greek word.
特别讲这个裹头巾卷的是什么意思呢？
And he meant that when it was wrapped, what did he mean by that?
就是卷起来像个桶状的，一个 cylinder, 一个桶状的东西在那里。
It means that it was wrapped into the shape of a cylinder.
也就是说那个裹头巾这样子裹起来，它已经那个沉香没药，已经半干不干的时候，所以像一个圆筒状。
And so that would mean that when it was initially wrapped with the spices and the perfume still there, it was almost in a round shape.
但是里面的这个头不见了。
But the head inside was gone.
剩下一个空筒子在那里。
All that was left was a cylindrical shape.
我相信这个是约翰所看到为什么相信的最重要的原因。
I suspect that this is why John believed when he looked in the.
所以他写约翰福音的时候，他特别提到这个事。
So then when he wrote the Gospel of John, he specifically mentioned this.
唯一的解释就是耶稣忽然间就不见了。
The only reasonable explanation is that Jesus suddenly disappeared.
留下一个空筒子在那里。
And all that was left was this empty wrapping.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活不但有人证有物证。
So the resurrection of Jesus not only has eyewitness evidence and also physical evidence.
我们现在再看看历史反基督教。他们原因是什么？
Let's look at the explanations of those that opposed Christianity.
他们第一个说耶稣根本就没死。
Some say Jesus never actually died.
只是在十字架上面昏掉了。
He just fainted while on the cross.
这些罗马兵呢都是傻瓜。
All of these Roman soldiers, they were all a bunch of silly heads.
然后呢耶稣就昏倒了，然后糊里糊涂就是埋在这个坟墓里面。
And after Jesus had fainted, he had just gotten buried in the tomb.
那后来呢，耶稣基督就清醒过来。
Afterwards, Jesus woke up while he was in the tomb.
他自己就走了。
And then he just walked out.
所以是空坟。
And therefore, there was an empty tomb.
你想这个解释合理吗？
Is this a reasonable explanation?
就算是耶稣基督，他果然他没有死，这第一个他一定是死了。对。你说
So first of all, Jesus definitely died, but even if he didn't die,
他死掉，这个是绝对是真实的。
Yeah, he definitely did die.
因为 这个罗马兵怕他还没有死。
Because the Roman soldiers would not have let him down if he had not yet died.
拿了一支长矛，我们中文叫枪啊。
And so because they were concerned he might not be dead, they took a long spear.
对准他的心脏，一枪刺进去。
And shoved the spear into his heart.
要搞清楚这个人死了没有。
They wanted to be confident that he really had passed away.
圣经上面记载说有血跟水流下来。
And the Bible records that blood and water came out.
是什么原因呢？因为耶稣基督的血液已经凝固了。
Why would there be blood and water coming out? Essentially because his blood had coagulated.
当血液已经凝固的时候，那个血球会凝起来，浓浓的。
When this happens, the blood platelets tend to coagulate together.
那么是红颜色的。
And these are red.
远远看像血。
And it looks like blood.
另外还有血清。
But then there's also the lighter blood plasma.
Serum.
Serum, sorry.
这个。He's a scientist.
I should know that.
这个血清是淡黄色的，透明的。
And this serum is a light yellow. It's clear.
远远看像水。
And from a distance, it looks like water.
所以有血跟水流下来。
So there was blood and water that came out.
代表耶稣基督的血凝固了。
Which shows that Jesus' blood had coagulated.
你去问所有的医生。
If you ask any doctor.
如果一个人的血液凝固的话。
If blood has begun to coagulate.
这个人死透了。
The person is completely dead.
绝对死了。
Definitely dead.
所以说他昏厥未死是完全没有理由。
So suggesting that he had fainted but not died is kind of ridiculous.
就算没有死。
Even if he hadn't died.
把一层细麻布然后涂上浆糊一样的然后又一层一层还包括这个裹头巾一样闷也闷死了嘛。
If you were to wrap him up in layers and layers of linen and spices, that would kill him even if he hadn't died.
所以绝对是死了。
So he was definitely dead.
第二个。
Secondly.
尸体被盗。
The corpse of Jesus was stolen.
我们心想啊有什么人愿想去偷他的尸体。
Let's think for a moment who would be willing to go steal his body.
绝对不是反对他的人。
Definitely not those who opposed him.
因为反对他的人已经知道他说过他要第三天从死里复活。
Those who opposed him knew that he had said he would rise on the third day.
就希望他的尸体还在那里。
And so they really wanted his corpse to still be there on the third day.
绝对不希望他尸体不见了。
And they certainly did not want his body to disappear.
那么他的门徒呢？
What about his disciples?
他的门徒就算是想要把他这个尸体盗走。
Even if the disciples wanted to steal his body.
第一，圣经上面记载他的门徒都吓得要死。
The Bible records that his disciples were all scared half to death.
包括彼得在内啊。
Including Peter.
彼得是一向是最勇敢的。
Now Peter was a big brave guy.
但是他也是吓得要死。
But he was also terrified.
他们根本没有胆子去做这个事。
They didn't have any kind of courage left to try something like this.
而且刚才说过。
And as we mentioned before.
如果被盗的话那么尸体跟裹尸布一起应该都不见了。
If the body was stolen, the body and the wrappings would have been stolen together.
裹尸布不但还在那里而且是完完整整的在那里。
Not only were the wrappings there, they were still in the formation that they had been when they were wrapped around.
所以尸体被盗这件事情也是不合理的。
So the suggestion that the body was stolen is not reasonable.
第三个理由说这个门徒啊所看到这些耶稣基督复活啊是幻觉。
Now the third suggestion is that the disciples who saw the risen Christ were just dreaming or hallucinating.
那么多人都有幻觉吗？
So many people hallucinating at the same time?
你说一个人两个人可能有幻觉。
So maybe one or two people had hallucinations.
还有500人看见了。
500 people?
500个人都一起有幻觉吗？
Can you have 500 people having the same hallucination?
这个也是不可能的。
This is impossible.
最后这个说门徒走错了坟墓。
The final possibility is that the disciples went to the wrong tomb.
我想啊这些门徒可能会走错坟墓这个约瑟大概不会走错。
I think it's possible the disciples might have gone to the wrong tomb, but I think Joseph of Arimathea would know where his own, would not have gone to the wrong tomb.
这是他自己的坟墓啊。
This was his own tomb.
他可能不会搞错的。
I don't think he would mistake where his own tomb was.
所以这些伪辩都是不可以相信的。
So these alternate explanations are not reasonable to believe.
而且最重要的是，这些门徒看见耶稣基督从死里复活以后。
And one of the most important is the disciples after they saw Jesus rise from the dead.
他们有莫大的生命的改变。
there was a tremendous change in them.
我们所熟悉的彼得。
Let's start out with Peter.
他在耶稣基督被卖的那一夜。
On the night when Jesus was betrayed.
他三次不认主。
He denied Jesus three times.
看了耶稣基督上的十字架。
He watched Jesus be crucified.
他心里面都碎，心碎了。
His heart was broken.
而且想到自己居然这样子的懦弱，不认主。
Thinking of how he had in this way become weak and denied his Lord.
结果后来耶稣基督从死里复活了。
After Jesus rose from the dead.
他十次向门徒显现当中的有一次。
In amongst the 10 times he showed himself alive to the disciples, there was one time.
记录在约翰福音的最后一章。
Recorded in the last chapter of the Gospel of John.
记载了彼得的软弱。
And it records Peter's weakness.
这是耶稣基督已经复活了。
It's that when Jesus was risen.
但是彼得知道他曾经三次不认主，没有脸再去跟随耶稣啊。
Peter, knowing he had denied him three times, did not have the chutzpah to actually follow him again.
所以他就重操旧业，他以前是打鱼的，他就去打鱼去了。
So he went back to fishing.
结果劳碌了一夜，什么都没有打到。
And after fishing for an entire night, he caught nothing.
快要天亮的时候，他船要靠岸了。
As the sun is rising, he comes back to the shore.
耶稣基督在岸上等他们。
And Jesus is waiting for them on the shore.
明知故问，小子们有吃的没有？
And he asks them rhetorically, "Do you have anything to eat?"
意思说你们打到鱼吗？
Meaning, did you guys catch any fish?
他们听到岸上有人这样叫。
When they heard someone saying this from the shore.
而且听到的声音好像是耶稣的声音。
And they heard that it sounded like Jesus.
但是距离到底有一点远。
But there's still a little ways out from the shore.
不是很清楚。
Not very clear.
就听到耶稣告诉他们。
They then heard Jesus say,
把你的网打在船的右边。
Take your nets and cast them over the right side of the boat.
他们照样做。
And so they did so.
一网打下来。
And when they pulled the net up,
圣经上面说光大鱼就153条。
The Bible records that they had 153 large fish.
小鱼无数。
And they didn't even bother trying to count the small fish.
这是第二次。耶稣基督以一个木匠的身份教导打鱼人怎么打鱼。
So this is the second time that Jesus as a carpenter taught fishermen how to fish.
绝对是外行领导内行。
Definitely those outside of a career path.
结果居然打这么大的鱼出来。
And actually managed to pull in such a catch.
第一次耶稣基督行这个神迹的时候。
The first time Jesus performed this miracle.
他叫彼得来跟随他。
He then called Peter to follow after him.
彼得果然就放下一切跟随着他。
And so Peter put everything down and followed him.
虽然放下物质上的一切。
Even though he had set down everything in terms of physical money.
但是彼得带着自己的老我。
But,
没有放下他自己的老我来跟随着耶稣。
But Peter was still bringing his old man to follow Jesus.
所以你看到在彼得跟随耶稣的这个三年当中。
So in the 3 years that Peter was following Jesus,
有许许多多的软弱。
He had many weaknesses.
这一次，耶稣基督照样的行了一个神迹。
This time Jesus again performs the same miracle.
当彼得在那里算，哎呦，这条鱼这么大，大概卖十块钱。
As Peter is calculating how much money he can make from these fish.
哇，这条更大，二十块。
Wow, this fish is even bigger. I can sell it for $20.
他想，他发了一笔财了。
He's like, wow, I'm going to make some money.
耶稣就跟他说,
Jesus,
Simon, Simon.
Jesus then spoke to him saying, Simon, Simon.
西门是彼得的老名字。
Simon was Peter's old name.
他跟随了耶稣以后, 耶稣给他改名字叫彼得。
When he began to follow Jesus, Jesus changed his name and gave him the name Peter.
我发现圣经非常的有趣。
I find that the Bible is so interesting.
每一次彼得软弱的时候,
Every time when Peter is weak,
又回到他以前的那个状态的时候
Every time he's returning back to his old self,
耶稣就叫他西门。
Jesus calls him Simon.
不是没有原因的哦。
This is not a coincidence.
因为那个时候的这个人就是以前的西门啊。
Because in that moment, the person there is the old man Simon.
啊，西门，西门。
Simon, Simon.
你爱我比这些更多吗？
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些鱼更多吗？
Do you love me more than these fish?
等一下我们要有浸礼。
In a moment we're going to have a baptism.
我也会问我们要受浸的这些弟兄姐妹啊。
And I will be asking the brothers and sisters who are about to be baptized.
你爱耶稣比爱这个世界更多吗？
Do you love Jesus more than you love the world?
你如果说我还是爱世界多一点。
If you respond and say, well, I actually love the world a little bit more.
那我就在水里面按久一点。
I'll just hold you under a little longer.
多喝一点水。
Hold you under the water.
彼得非常的惭愧。
And so, Peter was really very pained.
他跟耶稣说，你知道我爱你。
He responded, Lord, you know that I love you.
但是他用了那个爱的那个字。
But the term he used for love
是兄弟之爱。
Was brotherly love.
是有条件的。
It was love that has limitations.
你是我的兄弟，所以我才爱你。
You're my buddy, so I love you.
耶稣基督问他，你爱我比这更多的吗？那个爱。
When Jesus asked, do you love me more than these? The word for love that he used
是无私的爱，是 agape.
Is agape love, love without conditions, love without limitations.
但是耶稣虽然问他三次。
But even though Jesus asked him three times,
所以他三次都说，我是兄弟之爱，会爱你。
He always responded saying, I love you as in a brotherly love.
耶稣基督仍然说，你喂养我的羊。
And every time Jesus responded, feed my sheep.
然后耶稣最后说，你来跟随我吧。
And in the very end, Jesus says, come, follow me.
耶稣第二次向彼得呼召，你来跟随我吧。
The second time when Jesus calls Peter to follow him.
第一次说你来跟随我的时候。
The first time when he says, come, follow me.
彼得没有生命的改变。
There was no real change in Peter's life.
第二次。
The second time.
是耶稣基督从死里复活以后再呼召彼得。
After Jesus has risen from the dead, he again calls Peter.
而且告诉彼得。
And he tells Peter,
你年轻的时候你自己随意可以跑到哪里去。
And he says, when you were young, you used to go wherever you wished.
但是年龄极大的时候。
But when you were old,
人家把你的手绑起来。
People will tie you.
带你到你不愿意去的地方。
And take you where you do not wish to go.
写约翰福音的约翰。
John, who wrote the Gospel of John.
这里特别写的一个注脚。
Specifically added a little note here.
他说耶稣在这里说是彼得要怎么样死荣耀神。
Saying in this way, Jesus was telling Peter how he would die and glorify God.
教会的历史上说。
Church history records.
彼得后来整个的生命完全翻转过来。
That Peter's entire life was transformed from this point on.
完全不怕了。
He was no longer fearful.
他年纪大的时候。
When he was old,
写的彼得前书后书。
He wrote Peter, First Peter and Second Peter.
你看写彼得前书后书的那个彼得。
When you see the Peter who wrote First and Second Peter,
跟在福音书里面记载的彼得是完全不一样的。
And compare him to the Peter recorded into the Gospels, they are two completely different people.
一个见过主从死里复活的这么一个人，他绝对有很大的生命的改变。
As someone who had seen Jesus rise from the dead, there was a tremendous change in his life.
照着教会的历史
According to church history,
彼得是钉十字架死的。
Peter died by crucifixion.
也在罗马。
And also it was in the city of Rome.
彼得知道他要被钉十字架。
When Peter found out that he was going to be crucified,
他说我的老师我的主是钉十字架死的。
He said, my teacher, my Lord, he was also died by crucifixion.
我不配跟他一样死。
I do not deserve to die in the same fashion.
他说请你把我头朝下脚朝上抱定十字架而死。
And he said, please crucify me upside down with my head down and my legs up.
正着定十字架已经够痛苦了。
To be crucified right side up is extremely painful.
倒定十字架不知道有多痛苦。
But to be crucified upside down, we cannot even imagine.
这是彼得。
This was the Peter.
第二个。
The second individual.
有个人叫多马。
There was someone named Thomas.
有一次我在教会里面这个做了一个谜语。
One time when I was in church, I proposed a riddle.
这个谜面是骑兵队。Come on.
Cavalry.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. 对，打的就是一个使徒的名字。
And saying cavalry is a name of an apostle.
就是多马。
And that was Thomas.
那骑兵当然很多马了。
Because the Chinese characters for Thomas are many horses.
Very good, very good. 多马圣经上面说他是多疑的。
And the Bible records that Thomas was full of doubt.
所以我们叫他叫做多疑的多马。
And so we say that he is doubting Thomas.
因为他耶稣基督第一次向门徒显现，他刚好不在。
And so the first time Jesus revealed himself to the disciples, Thomas happened to not be there.
他回来以后，他的朋友告诉他，我们的主复活了。
Coming back, his friends all told him, "Our Lord has risen."
他说开玩笑，人死怎么会复活呢？
And he's like, "Nonsense! How can someone rise from the dead after dying?"
我不但要亲眼看见。
Not only do I need to see him with my own eyes.
我要亲手去摸摸看他手上面有没有那个钉痕呢？
I need to actually touch him and see if he has scars on his hand.
还有他肋旁应该有个枪伤，有个洞的。
There should be a scar on his side where they used the spear.
哎，耶稣好像听到他这样讲哦。
Apparently, Jesus heard what he said.
过了八天以后。
Eight days later,
耶稣基督又向门徒们显现。
Again, Jesus revealed himself to the disciples.
这回多马在那里。
And Thomas was there.
耶稣说：“多马过来。”
And Jesus said, "Thomas, come here."
你不是要摸我手上的钉痕吗？
Didn't you want to touch the scars on my hands?
你来摸吧。
Here, why don't you touch them?
你不是要摸我肋旁的枪伤吗？
Didn't you want to touch the scar on my side?
你来摸吧。
Come, why don't you touch it?
圣经上没有记载多马伸手去摸。
The Bible does not record that Thomas actually reached out and touched the Lord.
圣经记载多马在耶稣的面前说了一句话。
Scripture records that Thomas said the following to the Lord.
他说我的主我的神。
Saying my Lord and my God.
你知道犹太人是认为人有罪不能够见神的。
The Jews believe that if someone has sin, they cannot see God.
但是多马现在看到明明是一个人的站在他面前。
And here Thomas sees what is clearly a person.
他却叫这个人叫说你是我的神。
And yet calls him God.
我觉得多马虽然跟了耶稣三年。
I believe that even though Thomas followed Jesus for 3 years.
上了世界上面最好的神学院。
He attended the best seminary on earth.
他没有真正的得救。
But he probably had not yet actually believed.
直到那一刻。
Probably not until that moment.
他终于知道耶稣就是创造天地万物的那个耶和华。
And in that moment, he finally realizes that Jesus is the Yahweh who created the heavens and the earth.
既然他是耶和华。
Since he is Yahweh.
他当然可以死里复活。
Of course he can rise from the dead.
他可以做任何事情。
He can do whatever he wants.
多马得救了。
And in that moment, Thomas was saved.
你知道得救了多马。他有多大的生命的改变吗？
The saved Thomas had a great change in his life.
这些门徒们都到各个地方去传福音。
The various disciples went around the world sharing the gospel.
跑得最远的就是多马。
The one who, according to church tradition, went the farthest was Thomas.
他跑到印度去。
He went all the way to India.
一直到印度半岛的南边。
All the way to the southern part of the continent.
今天早上有恐袭事件，那个斯里兰卡那个岛上面也有。多马去过的痕迹。
On the very island where there was terrorist attacks this morning, on the island of Sri Lanka, there are in fact the results of Thomas' ministry.
不知道多马怎么去的。
I don't know how Thomas got there.
印度的圣徒们知道。
The saints in India know.
多马最后在印度寻道。
And Thomas finally was martyred in India.
他在寻道的那个城市以前叫 Madras， 现在叫叫什么忘掉了。
And the city where he was martyred used to be called Madras, and I can't remember what it's called now.
那个地方盖了一个大教堂。
There's now a large church there.
St. Thomas Cathedral.
And it's called St. Thomas Cathedral.
纪念多马在那里殉道。
And it's in memory of Thomas' martyrdom there.
在那个教堂里面有一根这样长的一根铁矛。
Inside the cathedral there is a spear about this long.
相传多马跪在地上。
According to tradition, Thomas was kneeling on the ground.
手被绑起来。
With his hands tied behind his back.
这根铁矛从他的背后一矛穿心而过。
And the spear was put through him through his heart.
他这样子死掉了。
And in this fashion he died.
我相信多马从容就义。He was not afraid.
Oh, I'm sure he was not afraid.
为什么多马有这么大的改变？
How could Thomas have such a great transformation?
因为他见到了复活的主。
Because he saw the resurrected Christ.
复活有什么对我们来讲什么意义呢？
Now, what meaning does this resurrection have for us?
我们知道死亡不是终结。
We know that death is not the end.
是永生的开始。
It's just the beginning of eternal life.
不但耶稣基督从死里复活。
Not only has Jesus risen from the dead.
格林多前书里面，保罗告诉我们，我们每一个人都将来要跟耶稣一样复活。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us that we will all rise from the dead just as Jesus.
但个人是按着自己的次序复活，树所的果子是基督，所以说基督第一个复活。以后在他来的时候，那些属基督的也要复活。
All shall be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ.
所以我们因为要复活的关系。
So because we will rise from the dead.
所以我们就败坏了这个魔鬼用死这个权利来奴役我们的这个权利。
We have broken the power of the devil through death.
所以保罗在哥林多前书上面。
And so Paul in 1 Corinthians,
最后对魔鬼说,
at the very end he speaks to the devil and he says,
他说, 死啊, 你得胜的权势在哪里?
Oh death, where is your victory?
死啊, 你的毒钩在哪里?
Oh death, where is your sting?
这两句话是对魔鬼说的。
These two words are really spoken to the devil.
也是我们全人类因为我们的耶稣基督从死里复活的关系我们敢对魔鬼这样说。
And the entirety of humanity can now say this to the devil.
所以我们人虽然死掉,
even though our physical bodies will die,
但我们知道我们将来要复活的,
we know that we will still rise from the dead.
所以给我们很多的盼望,
and so that gives us real hope,
也改变我们的生命,
and it truly changes our lives.
前不久我们这里有布道会,
not long ago we had a gospel outreach event here.
我们的冯秉成牧师,
Pastor 冯秉成
他说他有一位另外一位老牧师跟他讲他说我在这个死掉以后我的墓碑上面、啊、要刻几个字
He said that another older pastor had spoken to him and said Hey, when I die I want the following carved on my gravestone
这是五个中国字
Five Chinese characters
他不在这里
He is not here
这个牧师说他将来要复活的
The pastor says, hey, I'm going to rise from the dead.
我要跟那个天使的宣告一样。天使说耶稣不在这里。我今天也要在我的墓碑上面说我不在这里。
Just as the angels declared that he is not here, I want to also declare that I am no longer there in the ground.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
死不是终结。
Death is not the end.
死只不过是一个生命的改变。
Death is just the transition point in life.
带给我们基督徒无比的盼望。
And that brings us Christians an unmeasurable hope.
当我们在这个世上所做的事情结束了以后，
When what we have done here on earth is finished,
我们高高兴兴的去见主。
We will be able to gladly go and see our Lord.
将来主再来的时候，
When the Lord returns,
我们要一起复活。
We will rise together.
永远不再死。
And forever we will no longer.
我们有永恒的盼望。
We have an eternal hope.
所以这是复活节带给我们的一个意义。
And so this is the meaning that Resurrection Sunday brings to us.
我们等一下要有饼杯。
In a moment we will take communion.
我们为什么要吃这个饼喝这个杯?
Why do we eat this bread and drink this cup?
乃是要纪念主为我们死。
It is a commemoration of the Lord's death.
是教会的传统。
It is the church's tradition.
在这个复活节的我们要有饼杯
It is the church's tradition to take communion on Easter Sunday
因为主为我们的罪而死
Because the Lord died for our sins
因为证明他是神的儿子他从死里复活
And to confirm and to prove that he was the Son of God he rose from the dead
我们今天要带着欢欣快乐的心来领这个饼吃这个杯
And so today we should bring hearts full of rejoicing
但是在这个之前我们要先唱一首诗歌
But first we will together sing a song
因他活着
Because he lives
我们请我们弟兄来谢谢李福长老给我们带来复活的信息
Thank you Elder Huang for the Easter message
我们知道历史历代众圣徒写的脍炙人口的诗歌其实也是一种见证今天我们用这首诗歌来作为回应
We know that the hymns which Christians have written throughout the ages are themselves a witness, and today we will witness with this song.